Welcome to Relevance for Today, a show where you will be encouraged, inspired, and fed through the Word of God. You will find relevant teachings, tips, discussions, interviews, and more for both believers and even non-believers who are considering salvation through Jesus Christ. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey folks, thanks for tuning into another episode. We are on the set once again with Dr. Matt Carpenter in Fort Kent, Maine. We're in his studio, as you can see. An awesome studio, by the way.
IHIM TV yes. Studio.
Good to see you, brother. Good to see you. So, as he said, if you haven't watched the first episode of me hanging out with Dr. Matt, please go back and do that first before you watch this one. And for those of you who have watched it, hey, awesome. Great stuff. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing. If you're new to the show, also go back, watch the other episode, and there's tons of more episodes to watch. So enjoy them. Truly hope you're blessed with everything you hear. So we are going to continue on interviewing Dr. Matt. We got a lot to talk about today because Dr. Matt shared something really important. In fact, he shared a lot of important things. We talked about ministry, but him and his wife aren't just pastors of a church. They're more than that. They have apostolic callings on their life. And one of the things he talked about was In His Image Ministries, and that is the ministry that they founded, and we're going to dig into that today, as well as show you some great material and videos and all kinds of stuff that they have to offer. So we're going to open up right now, In His Image Ministries. What is that all about?
Thank you.
Whew.
Yeah, we have that back, because there are some other ministries named that, but we are a 501c3 way back in the 90s, but been established. And that's our face. That's our face of our ministry, my wife Amy and I, and when we're out from the church. So the church is an assignment, but we have so many other assignments that we're responsible for and have to, lives we have to touch, you know, the ministerial network, that president of, you know, coalition of churches and ministries, all those stuff, all those different avenues that can access the apostolic call. Because our whole idea is to support people that want to fulfill what God has for their life. And what will it take? We want to encourage people. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to succeed in ministry or whatever calling they have on their life. And we love it when people succeed.
Pause right there. So what he just said, I get excited about that. Here he is, man of God, mighty man of God, him and his wife, want to see others succeed. Telling you right now, if you are called to ministry, you need to connect with this amazing man and his wife and this ministry. Seriously, listen to everything he's saying. I just had to say that real quick because it's not every day you get a minister who says, I want to see other people succeed. I want to help you get to your destination in Christ. That is important, folks. Listen to what this man has to say. Continue on.
Yeah, so, you know, as any apostolic ministry, sometimes we have people that want to align with us in fellowship and covenant relationship to whatever level that may be, and they want to use us as a, listening board, a bouncing board.
Sounding board.
Yep. They're gaining wisdom and different things, and others that want to walk with us in whatever way that is. Somewhat apostolic covering in their life, to become accountable. Our style is never to micromanage, so I don't micromanage people. You have to live your life, but we're there for them whatever degree that they need us to be on that. And we have sometimes, it often moves from their leader. They want the church to be covered as well. Now that's just beginning. We don't have many churches that we cover in that aspect. Now we go into churches to minister, but not in as apostles, but not necessarily that church's apostle, right? So we go in. That's why we are Dr. Matt and Amy Carpenter. That's what we use. That's a doctor is a title. Apostle is a mantle or a calling. It's not
that's
a title.
Good point.
People say, "Well, you use the title apostle." Well, no. apostle's not even a title, it's a calling.
Mm.
That's what it is. So my title is doctor. I mean, I earned that, and that's my title. If I was to have a title, that's what it's going to be, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, just call me Matt, and that's fine too.
Nice.
And so that's our face. And so it has to be an accessible point in which people can go from point A to point B. We help a lot of leaders. Our heart is for leaders, mature leaders or emerging leaders, people to come into their calling in that.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's life or their church or their team is at a transition point, they're facing problems or they want to become more than what they are, we specialize in helping that process. We don't do it for them. We bring in our strategic advising. And that's where that flow of I, him, or in his image ministry really excels at.
Nice.
Okay. So we're very relational, but there is this point where people's lives, they go, I don't know how to get from point A to B. And for many, many years, they're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're filled with cloudiness or confusion, and they wait for this magic moment. Someday they'll wake up and it will be clear, but it doesn't work that way. In your ministry, your life, your marriage, your job, your business, whatever it is that you do. High successful people have other voices speaking into them. So strategic, I like what Buckminster Fuller says. I'm going to read you his quote because I love it.
Okay.
And he's a thinker guy. And he says, you never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, you build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's good.
We try so hard to change culture,
yeah.
Change ministries, change church, change ourselves, change things from within inside itself.
Mm-hmm.
By working within an old wineskin, and it's very difficult to do that. So what you got to do is develop a prototype. A prototype is something new. It's experimental, maybe, because you got to work out the kinks. You can't be so rigid. You got to be flexible.
Yeah.
You know, it really is walking by faith and stepping into something new. But a lot of people talk about newness, but they don't know how to enter into that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so when we strategic advise and sit down with somebody, that we begin to draw the pieces. Everyone has pieces and put them on the table. Coaching is a little different. Coaching is asking a lot of questions and letting you come to a conclusion on your own of these pieces. So basically, it's almost like a therapist who sits and asks you questions, but I'm not going to intervene in that.
Gotcha.
I have a coaching. We have coaching certification, but we also have our doctorate is in leadership, right? It's in mm-hmm. strategic leadership. And so the strategic advising is, yes, we do interject wisdom or experience, and we give options.
Nice.
So with all the pieces that you would carry, we bring options because we're bringing a perspective. We have no dog in the fight other than we want to see you, whether you're a new relationship or whatever. We want to see you succeed. We don't want you to fail. Mm. We don't want you to give up. We don't want you to close down your business, your ministry, your church, your life, your marriage, and whatever. And so we bring all these, our pieces, and then together we form this awesome, amazing piece, right?
Nice.
So we create this atmosphere of exploring fresh possibilities. Dare to dream.
Yes. I like that.
Yeah. So our leadership style, my wife and I, Amy and I, our whole leadership, you hang around us enough, you're going to see us that we're going to create environments for you to discover. And mm-hmm. you know what? Make a lot of mistakes because it's okay because there's a safe place for you to make the mistakes. So a lot of people don't want to move out of ministry or move in their calling or start a business or do whatever they feel they need to do in fear of making a mistake.
Yep, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
They're hard on themselves because others might be hard on them too.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result, a lot of these prototypes, if we say, these awesome, awesome models that should be implemented to bring transformation
mm-hmm.
doesn't get launched because there's a fear, not just of the unknown, but a fear of making a mistake.
Fear of failure too, yeah.
Because maybe you've been in an environment, whether it's a church or whatever, where you make a mistake and you're corrected in such a way that it's heavy-handed.
Yeah.
Like, no, the best way for correction, I always say, is instruction first. Teach, instruct it.
Mm.
Right? So
yeah.
If you have a team, Don't get yiking at them that they should know better. They don't know better because you're not teaching right. Teach them. Instruct them.
That's a good point.
It's a different story if they ignore your instruction, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, strategic advising helps, has to remove all these fears, has to begin to find all that stuff, has to unlock a lot.
Nice.
You can have prophetic word all you want, but there's a big step from where you are to that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And that's never taught. Well, no, I'm not going to say never. Say that.
That's right.
But sometimes that is not taught, and it leaves people with, let's say someone does get a prophetic word, you're going to be this, you're going to be that, and they immediately jump right out and start trying to do it. And in their own error, it ends up going to the wayside instead of being trained and equipped.
Right. And a lot of spirit-filled and charismatic circles, with the gift of prophecy is accepted. I move in all that, so I'm not dissing any of that or destroying any of that. But I'm saying is, because we don't teach it right to the people how to receive those words and what to do once they receive those words, either they jump ahead and then it doesn't work, and so then they get discouraged, call that person a false prophet, or they wait and think this magical, God's going to be so magical, he's going to touch a pumpkin and turn it into the carriage, right? It's like Cinderella, right?
Yep.
And so there's these two falsehoods. And so many people are stuck in old models.
Mm.
There's a lot of kingdom lingo going on right now. There's a lot of fad stuff in the kingdom to try. People are trying to remove themselves from a religious. I'm not one of those religious people. I'm a kingdom person. Well, I don't know if they really know what they're even saying, because they're still speaking old language and they're trying to put new wine into old wineskins just by the way. It's not. There's no substance to that.
Yeah.
And so as a result, it really trips you up, because we're thinking it's magically going to happen. The more I say it, the more it's going to happen. And I believe in positive thinking. I believe in positive words better than negative. Negative will kill you every time.
Yes.
I believe in faith declarations. Great. But if that's an application, and if it's not applied under the right surface or the right place,
right,
it's nothing. It's just there and gone.
Mm-hmm.
Faith needs something to rest on.
That's good.
And that's part of planning your team or your life or your ministry. You know it's time to expand. You know something is changing in you.
Mm-hmm.
But you need help identifying that. You need a revelation, something revealed.
Yes.
And so that's what takes place in all that.
That's where strategic advising comes into play. And that's important. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just explained a full need on why we need that type of advising. We need to be trained and equipped.
Yeah.
Literally. Not just every Sunday morning sitting there, but this is deeper than this, just a sermon. This takes you to a deeper level where you start walking in your calling.
Yeah, this is personalized stuff. And you know, we end up giving them a portfolio and everything that was talked in all the sessions and plant step 1A, you know, to 8. There's no guarantee for success, but it brings everything they shared to a place where you can actually see it and go, oh, because you removed all the hindrance in the clouds. Like, and you know what? My experience is more impactful businesses and leaders are open to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller churches, and it's not just the money issue. Did you know, in our key moments in our ministry, in our life, because we knew we wanted to maximize everything that's a part of our big word, maximize everything that God had for us.
Yeah.
We went and had a coach, a strategic advisor type person come into our life and paid big money for it.
No.
Did we have that big money? No, but we valued what we were going to get out of that 3-hour session.
Yeah.
Whether it's $2,500, $5,000 a day, whatever, and it goes up from there. I mean, you can get coaches that are $20,000 and whatever, you know, in the secular and probably in the church too. But when we valued the price that we're paying in a financial sense, did not even compare with the pieces, what we were going to get out of those sessions.
Gotcha.
Because we were, if you pay for something, you're going to do something with it. If you get everything free, most people never take advantage of the value and the content what was provided at that moment, because they didn't have to pay for it. It's a human psychological reaction.
Yeah, you're right.
So babe, we paid $2,500 for this afternoon. We are going to clean everything, and you are writing notes, and they're asking you questions, and you're answering, and then they're giving you their, and you're writing everything you can, or recording that session, and you're going to go over that and over that and over that, and then you're going to apply it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference, see?
Yeah.
There it is. You're already a person of action, even if you feel stuck. Mm-hmm. Because now you feel like you have the tools or something to give you to unlock things. When you are wore out and feel like you're stuck, you are more open to the enemy coming and playing with your mind, your emotions, your health. You're under attack.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you think you're in spiritual warfare. It became spiritual warfare, not in all cases, but in regards to this conversation, mm-hmm. it became spiritual warfare because my lack of movement or momentum.
Yeah.
I don't know how to activate anything in my life. I just give all these faith declarations and think that happens, and they're powerful. I have done that and still do that. But the faith had nowhere to land. There was no road. I didn't even know where it was going. And there are some things we speak into our future that we will see if we're on the right road. Yeah. And so the strategic advising helps take a lot of the mystery out and a lot of the excuses and the justifications of why we are the way we are, why our church is this way, why our team is this way. And it just starts bringing this sense of anticipation for activation and momentum. And it's a plan of implementation. So we are big in not just, some churches go, I have vision. Our team has vision. And you might even have strategy, but you do not have the keys to implement it.
Yeah. And it falls to the wayside then.
Right. Good. You had your sit downs. You had your round tables. You had all that discussion and fleshed things out. But no one has a clue how to make that happen. Right. And so for me personally, just the way I am. And so we incorporated in this that we offer leaders and teams. And you know what? We strategic advise individuals.
Yeah.
Our last one, she was a software developer. She left that company and went, she's on YouTube going, she's an author, and because that's what she wanted. How do I get into that?
Mm.
She's a speaker, and she's succeeding in that.
That's awesome.
And she's as happy as all go lucky. And we played our piece.
Yeah.
I'm sure she had a backstory of many people spoke into it, but that was a piece. So she had some sessions with us, and things began to happen.
That's awesome.
Am I promising that things will happen?
Nope.
Well, no, that's on you. It's on the other person, not on me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and that brings a great joy. Because when they're someone's hungry in front of you, they're not like, prove yourself.
Yeah.
Well, that type of crowd, forget it. It's not going to go anywhere. But you sit down at a team. We're sitting in the back rooms with the board or with a leadership team, which is more preferable, mm-hmm. or the leader themselves, and they're hungry. You can feel that in the air, and it draws the best out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether, I don't care what kind of package and price you're paying, you're going to get the best for that amount of time. Yeah. Because it draws.
It's exciting.
I'm not afraid to mention that these packages cost.
Well, you're telling the truth.
Telling the truth.
Yeah.
Because that helps continue to go into the ministry and helps that ministry help other leaders.
Yes.
It keeps on going. I've done my freebies and do freebies when the Lord tells me that you need to do that. And that's because it's more about me than them.
Right.
The Lord wants to do something in me.
Mm-hmm.
But I find it's more beneficial on the other end when there's a price to be paid.
Yeah.
You know, you can't make it so convenient.
No. And you can't sit around drinking water and eating crust bread either.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You're putting in your time. When people see the behind-the-scenes time, kind of like when I was sitting here earlier and I did a pan view of the entire studio.
Sure.
And it's like, sure, you see us sitting here with a nice background and the headsets on and we're talking on microphones, but you don't see all the other equipment that's involved in getting this done just to do this recording. You know, there's 4 hours worth of stuff that still has to go on with editing and things like that afterwards just to get one show done. But like he's saying, you know, it's very important. This strategic advising in his image ministry is very important. So tell us, let's start talking about how, because some people are sitting on the edge of their seats now watching this and going, okay, guys, let me fast forward because I want to know how I can get connected with you guys and get started.
Thanks. I appreciate this.
Like that?
You're highlighting this.
Yes.
And the Lord will bless you for that for sure. And yeah.
How do we get started?
The easiest way is to go onto our website and start from there, which is ihimtv.com. That's ihimtv.com. And all the resources are there, the tabs are there, the connections are there. Once that initiates a process, then we talk in person and go from there.
Awesome.
Right? And we can explain whatever the packages are, or we can explain, you know, get to know, you know, we have all that. We do a video call with you for an hour. It's free just to assess, and you get to read, because we may not be a good fit for you, and that's fine, right? Before any commitment's made. So we do things like that.
Nice.
Because you need to remove as many hindrances as possible for a person to be able to approach.
Nice.
That's the same thing with you. As an evangelist with the kingdom, you're actually removing hindrances so that they can accept Jesus, right?
Yes.
Into their heart. And so that's part of what all we should be doing as ministers of the gospel in one form.
Mm-hmm.
This is our form of ministry that we provide at this level.
Yeah.
A lot of leaders or emerging leaders are by themselves.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And as a result, they may belong to fellowships and organizations and networks, but they are by themselves in a way. What I mean by that is they feel alone doing ministry, and that shouldn't be.
Right.
But there are thousands. And it's
there's a lot.
Big churches and small.
Yeah.
Look how many suicides just happened in the last 4 or 5 years of pastors of mega, mega churches.
Sad.
And it came down to they felt they were alone.
Yeah.
And they fought with loneliness, which put them into a depressive state or a mental health issue because of their, they just did not feel like they had that connection or a spiritual father or any of that. They had nothing to access.
Yeah. And yet they're being drained sometimes daily. Their mantle, their calling's being drawn on daily, and nothing's filling that back up.
And so, you know, we're not for everybody, but at the same time, when that connection happens and there's a spirit like that reveals, like, hey, it's the Holy Spirit, obviously. The Spirit reveals, like, whoa, and you seem like you know these people forever.
Yes.
Or they know us forever, and they don't. They just met us. That is a God encounter, and that's a connection. And those are the best to work with.
Yeah.
Because something else has happened on the spirit. So I'm not just talking from a business model only, where you accept all and do all. From a money perspective, great. But you know what? It's probably more headaches than it's worth for me and for them, because there'll be frustration on frustration. So there has to be that spiritual element.
Yes.
Whether we're working with a kingdom business person or a ministry person within the church, or someone who wants to emerge into leadership, or someone that wants to emerge in their calling, someone wants to understand about the fivefold, because we're very much, you know, teachers on the fivefold and unlocking that mystery for people. So
that's awesome. And someone who's mature and ready to grow. Not someone who's thinking about it. Someone who's mature, ready to grow, ready to dive in, ready to invest in what God has on their life.
Every leader, no matter whether you're immature or mature, needs to upgrade. I constantly have to begin to upgrade. And so one of these things also brings you into upgrade level. You know, you have to sharpen the edge when the sword is being used a lot. Doesn't mean the sword is bad when it's dull.
Sharpen it up.
Sharpen the edge.
Oh, yeah.
Very much.
Nice.
Amazing. And so, you know, we deal a lot with mindsets. Okay. And so as a result, if I may, because I know you may talk about it later, but on our podcast, 5.0, fivefold and beyond, we're dealing with fivefold callings, but we're also dealing with mindsets, what you think about that, about what you carry, and about your leadership, and about what do you do with the dreams and promises from God. How do you deal with all that? And so in strategic advising, to get back to that, that is hidden in an individual. So sometimes they can be in a position, but their mantle is untouched, or it could be touched more.
Right.
They're in a position, but the mantle is not allowed, or they didn't know that the mantle could flow more. You could have a pastor position and not be a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a, man, you are so much an evangelist, or you're so much a teacher, but it's not flowing fully in your position if you're a pastor or part of the leadership team or whatever that may be.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different directions and avenues of who can access that and how. The best way is the website.
Awesome.
Right? And then we go from there. So
awesome. Well, as you can see, folks, I've had that on the screen already for you, and you'll be able to go back, just rewind if you're watching the actual TV show. I'll also put it in the show notes for you folks who are listening to the podcast. But while we're wrapping this up, so we know about the website. You also have content on there. We have a book here. You've got a couple things here, Dr. Matt, to show us.
Everything I have is in digital format as well.
Okay.
So my wife has stuff on there as well. So this is like a USB It's kind of cool. It's called Living the Vision. You know, you put it in the computer if you want to do it that way.
Oh, nice.
Forget the CDs. We don't do those anymore. That they're pictures of CDs, but CDs is...
Gotcha.
No, at a table.
Oh, yeah, on the website.
Yeah, so you put in this USB if you want to order the physical product, or I also have the digital download. And this is like 8 videos, 8 sessions, and it talks about how to talk about vision with your team that they get it.
Okay.
And it has a teacher's manual, and it has like a workbook in here as well for the team, mm-hmm. and you're listening to me, and then you can add on your own and just go for it. Like, I can't remember if I go through whatever that chapter is on the sessions, and there's 8 of those.
Oh, nice.
And taking Kingdom Authority, I have 6 audio.
Okay.
It's kind of like a bonus on there. That's to help leaders of teams or a church. Like, man, I got mm-hmm. vision, but how do I get these guys or gals all on board? And it's hard. It seems like I thought they had it and they didn't. So yep. that's just a tool to help people, right?
Okay. What else you got there, Mr. Man?
Mr. Man.
Contender.
Contender. See it, seize it, live it.
Love that book.
Got a foreword by Dr. Brian Simmons on here.
Yes.
I know him. A translator for the Passion Bible.
Yes.
And this talk, and I use the story of Jacob and Rachel's love story kind of at the end of every chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And this is talking about, you know, how a contender has to behave with the word from the Lord.
Yeah.
And what do you do with it? Do you just stand around waiting for something to magically happen? Do you chase the word of God, the prophecy? Do you mm-hmm. do? No. And it just talks about increasing your hunger for the things that God has for you, and then how to recognize different seasons, the process
yeah.
on the way through it. And he even talks about, you know, David and Ziklag, where it got burnt while he was out defeating the enemy. You know,
yes.
the enemy got behind him and burnt down his town, and all of a sudden his friends wanted to stone him and kill him. And so it talks about some real stuff there.
Yeah, it's awesome. Contender, see it, seize it, live it. I did a little video, short reel on this. Awesome book. And what we're going to do today.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is, if you're listening to this podcast show, if you're watching the TV show, I want you to do me a favor. Leave a comment. We're going to go ahead and we are going to give this copy of Contender away. We're going to do like a little giveaway. And either... get on Facebook. You can go over to Stephen Lewis.
5 copies.
Oh, 5 copies.
Let's do 5 copies.
Look at that. He just bumped it up.
You know why?
Okay.
5.
Maximize 5.
Fivefold. 5. That maximize 5.
Wow.
We didn't even talk about that, but that's our main, where we go into churches and teach on the 5-fold and bring understanding. Maximize 5.
Awesome.
So let's do 5 books.
Okay. So we're going to do 5 books. And unfortunately, folks, if you're overseas, we're not going to be able to do it because shipping is pretty expensive. So this is going to be for the United States. We're going to do a drawing. We're going to be giving away 5.
Canada as well.
5 copies we're going to be giving away. This is really awesome, Dr. Matt. Thank you so much.
No, let's do it. Let's do the whole package.
Okay. The whole package together?
Yep.
Ooh, I'm going to enter. So we're going to do the 5 packets. We're going to do 5 giveaways. It's going to be Living the Vision, Matt Carpenter, and Contender. Okay, so we're going to put these together. We're going to do a drawing. And how you're going to enter is you can get in touch with me and rftministry@gmail.com and put in the heading...
Giveaway.
Dr. Matt. Okay. So all you have to put in there, or if you're watching this on Facebook, if you're listening to this on any of the shows or at Kingdom Community TV, you're listening to it on any of the podcasts, do the same thing. Just email rftministry@gmail.com. Giveaway Dr. Matt.
So from this airing of this program,
mm-hmm.
you're going to wait for how long? Because you got this on different platforms.
Okay, so what we will go ahead and do, since this is part 2 of the show.
From the airing.
We're going to go till the end of March. We're going to give you guys a couple weeks. That way you can take your time and watch the show, and then you can put in for the drawing. So we'll be doing the drawing at the end of March. We'll keep you posted, so that means you need to stay tuned and keep listening, because I'll be doing some reels from time to time as well, and letting people know as well about the competition for the raffle, for the drawing. So that'll be awesome. So we'll get everybody's names, and we're going to put them all in a hat or something, and we will do that, and that will be awesome. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Hey, well, listen, We're going to go ahead and have you close in prayer. Thank you so much, Dr. Matt, for all your insight. Amazing job.
I've been honored to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's his house and his studio, but it's funny.
Your show.
My show.
I'm glad my wife let me come down to my studio.
Yeah, there you go.
Or over, I guess.
Yes. Awesome stuff. So go ahead and pray for the folks. Thank you so much for all your insight. It's been an amazing time.
Yeah, hopefully I stirred something up in somebody and they got excited with some fire and say, "This, I needed to hear this."
Yes.
You know, that's my agenda. That's where I came from today. I have nothing to brag about but the glory of Jesus, really, and what he's done in my life. And I use it as a testimony. And I want it to package it and offer things to people. So that's what my ministry is me.
Yep.
And the work of God in me, and it flows out of me in these different avenues that we talked about.
Love it.
So if what I do changes, it doesn't change my ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I am the ministry. You are the ministry.
Yes.
It's according to the work of Christ in you and what he's doing in you, the fresh oil he's opening over you. So I just pray right now that a fresh oil comes upon you and just begins to open up, that you don't get discouraged, that your relationship with Jesus gets stronger, that intimate time with the Lord, that you don't get burned out, that you take care of yourself. Health, be healthy, start making healthy choices for your body so that you can keep doing what God called you to do, that the Lord will protect your mind and any assignment from the enemy to try to distract you or bring sinful things in to try to mess you up and trip you up, that the Lord is with you and that his face shines on you and that God will bless you and that the cloudiness of your life, you'll make a decision. If we're the ones that you are to contact, so be it. If you have someone else that you know does something similar to what I do, and they've been in your life for a while, but you haven't accessed them, whatever. It's not about me. That the Lord will fire that, and you know this is your time. Mm-hmm. And I just pray right now you have a sense of urgency in your spirit that this is the time. This is the moment that I need to step out in faith in this time to see things open up to the things that I dream about, to the things the Lord's been speaking to me, the things that keep coming up in conversation, the things that bring me joy. It just fires me that this is the time. In Jesus' name, I just pray. Amen.
Amen. Hey, there you have it, folks. Thank you so much. Yes, that was awesome. Good man. Make sure you share these episodes. I'm telling you right now, very, very good insight. And definitely with the whole strategic advising, make sure you get in touch with this amazing man of God and his wife. Thank you so much, Dr. Matt, for being on the show. Truly appreciate it. Also, awesome. Looking forward to doing this drawing. That's going to be fantastic. Remember, folks, make sure you get in there. I'm going to leave the information on there again. Get the drawing. Get your information sent in as soon as possible so we can get you put in. Hey, with that being said, don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to share with friends, family, and even a stranger. Love you all and appreciate you so much. Take care of yourselves. Peace.